KSRN News. I'm John Scott. This just in, an earthquake with a magnitude of 4.6 has struck the Los Angeles area. The U.S. Geological Survey said it was centered near the city's Highland Park neighborhood. The quake reportedly causing no injuries or major damage. Former President Donald Trump returning tonight to the social media platform that used to be Twitter. Correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is slated to have a live conversation with Elon Musk, the owner of X. The social media platform touts it as unscripted with no limits on subject matter, adding it should be, quote, highly entertaining. Musk has already endorsed Trump's candidacy and says they've done testing to make sure there aren't glitches like those that disrupted a campaign launch in 2023 by Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukraine's incursion into Kursk in southern Russia is in an attempt to stop Moscow's eastern offensive.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said that the Ukrainian attack on Kursk is also a tactic to gain leverage in future peace talks. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the surprise Ukrainian attack, but Putin insisted that Moscow's army will prevail. More than 100,000 civilians have been forced to flee as almost a week of fierce fighting continues. Putin has remained defiant and has said the Russian military is driving on with its eastern Ukraine offensive. Regardless, I'm Karen Shamas.
The Pentagon sending more military hardware to the Middle East amid rising tensions. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Mideast as the U.S. and other allies are pushing Israel and Hamas to achieve a ceasefire agreement. This is SRN News. A victory for families in the United Kingdom.
The High Court of England and Wales has ruled that a ban on puberty-blocking drugs for children is lawful and can stay in place if the new Labour government desires. The previous regime adopted the ban under emergency powers after a government study concluded that helping kids live as the opposite sex is harmful to them. Transgender activists challenged the ban, but the High Court rejected the effort, leaving the future of the legislation up to lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another call for an end to anti-Christian violence in northern Nigeria. The Plateau State Youth Council is urging the government to deploy the military in an effort to stop Muslim terror groups from murdering Christians. Tens of thousands of believers have been killed and millions more have been driven from their homes in that country over the past two decades with no end in sight. This is SRN News. Small businesses along popular vacation destinations like boardwalks and piers in the U.S. say the number of tourists flocking to the waterfront is back to normal, meaning pre-2020 levels.
While affluent tourists are spending freely, lower-income vacationers are sticking to carefully planned-out budgets and buying less on impulse. According to the U.S. Travel Association's forecast, 2024 tourism volume is expected to top 2019's numbers for the first time since the pandemic began, with 2.45 billion trips taken. The USTA adds domestic tourism is rebounding faster than international tourism.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Georgia, number one in the Associated Press preseason college football poll for the second straight year. Number two, Ohio State. Oregon is number three, while Texas is fourth and Alabama is fifth. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.